Hi, I'm Lorna Blake of lornablake.com, and I'm so happy to be back with you this week. I want to say hello and welcome to all our callers from the East Coast and also from our callers here in South Korea. It's my pleasure and my joy to serve you, and I'm honored to have you in my circle because you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us here this evening or this morning where you are, to come to learn how to make your life better. And so I just applaud you. I know some of you are getting ready to go off to work, and then other people are preparing various different activities, helping kids, helping families, getting ready to travel. There's all kinds of different things going on, and yet here you are. So I want to applaud you for doing this. Now, we've been discussing some interesting topics the past couple of weeks, and last week we had a really great discussion around how to get our day started. Now, this week we're talking about how to end the year and get a jump start on the new year. 2012 is 20 days away. Can you believe it? That's right. In less than 3 weeks, we'll be ringing in a new year. Now, there are a lot of people who are stressing right now about Christmas. And, you know, Christmas spending and all of that. And they're also the people who will likely be very stressed at the beginning of 2012. And I'm not suggesting that we don't enjoy Christmas and the festivities that go along with it. But I also want to encourage you to do so in moderation. Why? Because like many other things in society, there is a pressure that's been put on us to do things that are really way outside of our comfort zone and things that can stress us. And the money that very often is being put into spending on presents for Christmas are going to be benefiting various stores and corporations. So if you don't have a lot to spend, don't borrow from credit cards to impress anybody. You know why? If they're going to judge you based on what you give or don't give for Christmas, they are always going to be that way. So set some boundaries with your spending. We talked last week about setting boundaries. Set some boundaries with your spending. Give what you can afford. Give from your heart. Give because you want to give. And make it something that you can feel good about, and as you go into 2012, there's no guilt about it, because I think very often that's what happens. There's a real sense of guilt about what we've put out. And so we want to make sure that we don't have that this coming year, for the 2012 year. Anyway, we're talking about your future tonight, and I'll tell you what I see. I see you making the decision to write that book. I see you making money to support yourself, your family, and to give to charity. I see you moving toward the career that you really desire in your heart. I see you traveling the world. I see you enjoying better health and well-being. I see you and your family happy and prosperous. Whatever is your heart's desire, I see it for you. And the best way I know to go about planning for your future is to look back to your recent past. I think it's Oprah Winfrey who said, in order to move forward, it's important to take a step back. So looking forward to 2012, I'm going to encourage you to take a look back at 2010 and ask yourself the question. 1 year ago, around this time, it doesn't have to be the exact day, what was I doing? Where was I at? And to give you an example from my own life last year, this time, I was actually making plans to leave Canada and to come to Korea. My business had slowed, so I made the decision that I wanted to be in a place where I felt really abundant. And I've always felt very abundant being here in Korea. And so what happened for me was that I seemed to have maybe for some part of 2010, I began to focus mostly on online strategies. And so what I began to see was the seeds, I began to reap the seeds of that. So I began to have more online contact and not as much offline. So I wanted to be able to expand what I do. I saw myself offering workshops and doing all kinds of really great things in Korea. And so where am I today? Today in 2011, I have increased my business both online and offline. And now my clients are not just in Canada. They're in Canada, the US, UK, and Korea. So that's something that has been really beneficial for me, was to be able to look back at 2010 and assess where I was back then. And that really gives me a good feeling about moving forward. Now, the next question that you want to ask yourself is, where do I see myself in 2012? Where do I see myself in 2012? And for me, I see myself expanding my services to reach thousands of people in 2012. I see myself expanding my services to reach thousands of people in 2012. So that's for me. So the first question to ask yourself is, when you're attempting to set your goals, is 1 year ago around this time, what was I doing? And just take a snapshot of where you were. And the next question is, where do I see myself in 2012? And you can make note of that. My next question is, how will I accomplish that? How am I going to accomplish reaching or expanding my services to reach thousands of people? And for me, I'm attending business training in mid-January to help me map out exactly how I'm going to make this a reality. So I will be working with experts in that regard. So that's how I will accomplish it. So you've got three questions to work with. 1 year ago this time, what was I doing? Where was I at? That's your first question. Question number two, where do I see myself in 2012? And then question number three, how will I accomplish whatever it is that I want to accomplish? Now, if your situation isn't quite as clear-cut as mine, there are some specific questions that you can ask yourself. For example, what do I see myself doing in 2012? Where do I want to live? What do I want to do for a living? Maybe how many hours do I want to work per day, per week? What income do I want to have? So those are some other questions to start fleshing out exactly what it is that will help you to begin to start setting your goals for 2012. In order for us to really create a future, in order for us to plan our future, we really do need to take a step back. And we take a step back when we look at, where was I in 2010? Where was I? What was I doing around the same time? And this is going to be a really great key, because I found that for me, when I did that, it gave me some momentum to work with. When I asked myself, where was I at about this time last year? Because I could see the growth that had occurred in my life, in my situation. And you could take this around anything. I kind of specifically looked at my business, but you could take this to map out any part of your life, whether it's a relationship, your children, you know, if it's your writing career, whatever it is, just take some time and ask yourself, where was I at with this a year ago? What was going on? What was I doing? And make note. And then, where do I see myself in 2012? Where do I see myself going in that particular area? And the third question, like I said, is how will I accomplish that? So you want to take the step of looking at what strategy will you use to accomplish that particular goal that you set out in question two? And one important key to having what you want is that you have to determine where you want to be long before you ever get there. Then you can visualize yourself experiencing what you want. So the key to having what you want is to determine where you want to be long before you ever get there. And the thing is, many people do nothing and then they get into a real sense of urgency at the beginning of 2012 and they're trying to create New Year's resolutions and they don't work. So my suggestion is don't wait until January to start making plans toward your 2012 year. This will actually allow you to ease yourself into 2012. If in the midst of all this, what you would call craziness, you take some time to start reflecting on where you were, right? Doing your year in review, where you were last year this time, where you want to be in a year or in 2012, and how you're going to do that. And you will find that it will really make things a lot easier. And if you don't do anything, you can't expect to create anything, right? Because there are a lot of people who don't do anything. They say that insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly, expecting a different result. So what I suggest is that you do something, you know, take some time and strategize. So I'm going to invite you to get out a sheet of paper and review where you were last year. Another important key is to forgive yourself for what you didn't accomplish in 2011. I know that sometimes we set ourselves really big goals, and in the process of having these really big goals, we don't actually accomplish what it is that we said we were going to accomplish. So what I'm going to suggest to you is forgive yourself for whatever it is that you said you were going to accomplish and you didn't. So how you do that is you write down all of the things that you didn't get done in 2011. And then at the bottom of that, you write, I forgive myself for not accomplishing these goals. Then you can burn it, because what you're doing is you're going to say goodbye to the mistakes of 2011. Sometimes what keeps us from moving forward is that we're carrying the guilt and the heaviness and the burden of the things that we didn't accomplish from the past into the future. And they have a way of stopping us. And so one ritual that you can use in moving forward in 2012 is you set your goals, you look back at what you didn't accomplish in 2011, so make note of it, get out a sheet of paper and write the things that you didn't get done, that you said you were going to get done, and say, I forgive myself for not getting this done. Then burn it and say goodbye to the mistakes of 2011 forever. That ritual alone will free you to move forward in a way that allows you to be at peace. It will allow you to make peace with your past, make peace with the things that are totally out of your control now. They're done. It's over. There's nothing you can do about it. And then what I want you to do next is write what you desire for 2012 and visualize it. See it. We talked about the importance of visualization in accomplishing what you want. You have to see yourself there long before you actually accomplish it. So by the time you accomplish it, you've been there before. You know what it's like. You've crossed that stage already. You've written the book. You've actually started to write autographs or whatever it is. See yourself accomplishing the goal that you're setting yourself up for. Then write the supports that you know you're going to need. If you think you'll need a coach, write that you have the support of a coach. Whatever the things are that you need, if you need to get some help at home for housework or whatever so you can free up your time to do the writing or whatever the things are, you know what your goals are. I want you to write the supports in as part of your strategy to creating and getting those goals accomplished. Now, in terms of where we go from here, my suggestion to you is just to continue to just start saying thank you for your accomplishments. You may not have them yet, but see yourself there. There's nothing more joyful than being at a place where you actually do see yourself accomplishing things and making your mark on the world and creating the things that you desire in your life. For me, I'm going to say that I see you making your mark on the world. I see you writing the book and the books. I see you offering your books. I see your books being sold to people who need your books in order to be supported and to be inspired and to be helped. I see your books and stories being made into Broadway plays and movies, and I see you in great health and well-being. I see you accomplishing the goals. I see you having the financial means to provide for your families in the way that you want, and also being able to give to charity. Whatever the desires of your heart is, I see you doing that. And I trust that you will see yourself, that you will give yourself permission to do it, and that you will go out and have an incredibly inspiring 2012. I'm going to, at this point, open the lines up for discussion. And just 1 second. All right. So there we are. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, I'm glad that you're all here. I know that some people are waking up and it's early morning in some places. So I'm just grateful that you're here. And, you know, we all have busy schedules and there's so many other things we could be doing. So for you to be on the call, I'm so inspired and I applaud you. You might not have caught all of the call, but for what you got, do you have any thoughts and questions, comments, suggestions?
Yes. Good morning. This is Rayshawn.
Hey, Rayshawn.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you made it.
Yes. I wanted to discuss really quickly of how I met the author of the book, Push.
Yes,
it was really great. It was nice. I was in a room filled with authors. It was incredible. I felt really good, you know, even though I'm not an author yet, but I feel like I am, you know.
Well, absolutely. That's how you do it, Rayshawn, is that you start feeling like it and you start hobnobbing. Right, rubbing shoulders with people who are doing exactly what you want to do.
It was at a library. The meeting was at a library. It was a book signing, and there was a chance when some of the authors couldn't get up and ask questions. So I was one of them, and it was three of us all together. Mm-hmm. And my question was I was discussing of how I had survived breast cancer while raising my three children alone.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Sapphire's suggestion to me was to join, like you were saying, join a writing support group.
Mm-hmm.
And so afterwards, after everything was done, we were all lined up for the book signing.
Mm-hmm.
And after the book signing, people were coming up to me and encouraging me and talking to me, and they wanted to know how to, like, get through that situation, you know, because it was very difficult, very difficult. And I didn't have any help from my family or anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I had worked two jobs, and I'm saying to myself, wow, I felt really good, you know, because people were really interested, you know, and how did you really get through this situation? So
this is so awesome. This is wonderful, Rayshawn. I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to meet the author of Push, right? Uh-huh. That was inspiring in itself, just being there to meet this author. In addition to that, you got the chance to tell your story, and you got people coming up to you and just supporting you. I think that's so incredible. I'm so happy for you, Deshaun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have any questions on what we talked about?
Well, I'm just sitting here, I'm writing, making a list like you were saying, I'm writing some things down.
Excellent.
Because that's part of what I'm going through, forgiving myself for what I didn't accomplish this year and letting it go, you know.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Rayshawn. Great. So we might have a chance to come back to you, and if we do, you can tell us a little bit more. But I want to make sure it's about 23 after the hour where I am, so I'm just mindful that we're closing the call in a little bit, and so I want to make sure that we get to hear from others. Anyone else want to comment on what they got from the call?
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Here in Korea. Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to briefly talk about that a year ago, I too was preparing to come to Korea to teach English. And one of the dreams that I had was that I be able to continue with my creative expressions with art and writing and so forth, and having people around me who want to explore creative expressions as a way to discover themselves and who they are and
mm-hmm.
their authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found since being in Korea for like 10 months that I have attracted so many people
mm-hmm.
who are helping me fulfill this dream and live this dream out.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting Lorna and also some writers and artists and being invited to attend a conference of children's writers of children's books, and just so many people have come into my life in this short time that are helping me live out my dream. So
incredible.
I think it was just coming to Korea with that dream in mind and just saying, I want to continue living this out
mm-hmm.
and see it happening.
Wonderful. This is great. Thank you, Amy, for inspiring us with that. That's fantastic. Very energizing. Great. Anyone else?
I'm here. It's Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. Good morning
Hi.
To you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us from Connecticut.
Thank you.
How are you?
Yes, I made notes of what you were talking about.
Great, great.
So I need to apply these because these are exactly some of the things that I'm in need of.
Excellent.
Just to brief you on that, so we'll follow up on that in the future.
For sure, for sure. So any comments on where you were last year? How do you feel about your last year? Are you in a state of I'm okay with it, I've made peace with it, or are you still attempting to make peace with it?
In some areas, yes, I'm okay. In some areas, so beautiful, but like you said, I'll be able to put that behind me.
Exactly. Whatever it is that you didn't accomplish, there's no need to carry that heaviness with you into 2012.
No.
Right?
It's just.
Sorry, Barbara, you're chipping out a little bit.
I said absolutely not. Past
exactly.
is the past. Look forward
right.
to the future.
Exactly. Good for you. Great. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate that. I love your energy. Great.
Okay.
Anyone else want to say something? Anybody else want to say something? I know we've got other people from Korea on the call as well. Okay. Rayshawn, did you want us to get into your piece a little bit more? I know that you were saying that there was something, I'm trying to remember now, the idea behind what you spoke about, it was so well received by the people in the room at the library. Were you thinking to write a book around your experience, or are you looking to write fiction like the author of Push?
Oh, no, I definitely wanted to write about my experience. I started working on this a few years ago, but my whole situation was like finding a permanent home for me and my children because we had moved, and then now we're in a permanent home now, you
Fantastic.
Know, until I we're renting until I want to buy my own home, but my whole thing is I wanted to write it as an autobiography or a memoir on autobiography. Some things that went on in my childhood that got to the point that, you know, where I was going through the cancer treatment and how, you know, to the present day now. And, I basically wanted to write about something true that happened to me. And I wasn't really sure. That's why I was surprised of how the people in the room had approached me, some of them, because I wasn't sure if anyone was going to be interested, you know.
Right. No, I think that's a good sign right there for you. I hear somebody's, I think somebody's phone is going. But, yeah, I think, Rayshawn, you're on to a good, there's something great in getting up to talk about your experience and getting feedback from the audience. And I think that, because you're a survivor of this experience, it's something that you will be an expert at. You can share that from your lived experience, and it's something that's going to inspire a whole lot of people. How you managed with very little support or next to no support to go through this with taking care of three children as well.
Yeah.
And I think the other piece that you spoke to, which is very powerful, is that you were not in a permanent home last year. So isn't this incredible? Here you are in 2011, and you're there. So happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So really great energy on the call this morning and this tonight, our time. I'm going to wrap it up because I'm just mindful that we're coming up on the half hour. So, again, our time tonight, we were discussing how you can actually move forward with ease and joy into 2012 and to end your 2011 year with joy. The idea is to be able to look back. I think it's Oprah Winfrey who said, in order to move forward, it's important to take a step back. So take a step back into 2010, look at it, but look at it with an objective eye. Be able to look at things, see the good in it, give thanks even for the things that you didn't accomplish. Forgive yourself for what you didn't accomplish. Use some kind of a ritual, like a burning ritual, to let it go. And just leave yourself feeling peaceful so you're not carrying any guilt or heaviness into 2012. And then the questions to ask yourself 1 year ago, this time, what was I doing? Where was I at? Next question would be, where do I see myself in 2012? And then next, how will I accomplish that? Visualize what exactly it is that you want to accomplish. Remember that you must determine where you want to be long before you ever get there. And so I just invite us to take some of these strategies into consideration as you move forward. Have yourselves an amazing day and a great week. And I just thank you for joining me tonight, today, your time. Have a fantastic day and week. Blessings on all of you.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Good night. Good day. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.